Hello, my name is Donnie Sherrell, and for this podcast today, I will be discussing a piece of psychology that I have learned over my time taking this course, the four major biases and errors. This really piques my interest because out of all the topics we have covered, this one makes the most sense to me and is, in my eyes, easiest to explain. With all of that being said, let's begin. Have you ever had a moment where you sit back and believe certain things, only to realize later just how completely naive you are? What about believing in something, only to find evidence that contradicts your own beliefs, but you still continue to search for the information anyway? What about linking two things together in an event, when in reality, they have absolutely nothing to do with each other? And lastly, what about having the odds stacked against your beliefs and you continue to believe them regardless? Well, you're in luck, because there are actual in-depth psychological explanations for all of these instances. To help clarify it all, allow me to go into detail describing the four major biases and errors for general psychology. The first error we will discuss is naive realism, discovered by social psychologist Lee Ross in the 1990s. Naive realism is defined as seeing the world exactly how it is or objectively. Whether it be literally driving around and believing that all of the surroundings exist simply as they are, or not wanting to go into deeper social issues or scientific facts, naive realism exists for many humans, young or old. For instance, I'll explain this with music. Let's say John is the biggest Drake fan there is. John plays a song by Drake for his friend James, who has never heard Drake in his entire life. John is jamming to the song, singing it word by word, while James is displeased and not the diehard fan like his friend. The two exchange opinions, but John ends up believing James is ignorant and crazy for not liking the artist that he loves so much. This, my friends, is a prime example of naive realism. Our second term was coined by psychologist Peter Wason and is called the confirmation bias, which is defined as the tendency to seek out information that supports our beliefs while ignoring evidence that may contradict them. Even if someone knows that their beliefs may not be entirely true, they will go out of their way in order to solidify them for their peace of mind. A real-life example of this bias can be summarized by discussing TV. For instance, if someone has political beliefs that sway towards the conservative side, they are more likely to watch Fox News, a generally conservative station. They will listen to anchors and guests on the show, and eventually, their personal beliefs end up seeming stronger due to someone's conversation on a TV show. To counter this, the same can be said for someone who may be more liberal than conservative. Someone who's more left-wing will most likely tune into other stations that have views similar to them, such as CNN or NBC. By listening and watching these programs, their beliefs will also become harder to argue as they see others on a popular platform saying the same things, which in the end confirms what they believe. Next up is illusory correlation, discovered by two psychologists that were two brothers actually, Chapman and Chapman, in 1967. This is the perception of a causal relationship between two variables when in reality, none exists. Illusory correlation typically happens when notable events occur. Another concept to describe this is the widely known term used throughout psychology. Correlation does not equal causation. By saying this, we can infer that just because two things may be related does not mean that it has any real connection. For example, if ice cream sales and murder rates were both extremely high during the summer, it does not mean that ice cream sales cause murders. Another example for illusory correlation can be superstitions related to sports fans. For example, a Lakers fan wears his LeBron James jersey on the night of a game. When the Lakers end up winning, it leads him to believe that they won the game just because he won the jersey. These two factors could not possibly cause the other, which makes this a perfect case of illusory correlation. Last but not least, we will discuss the topic coined by psychologist Craig A. Anderson, belief perseverance, which is defined as sticking to initial beliefs even when evidence contradicts them. In other terms, belief perseverance can have a real connection to one's pride. For example, a woman can be relatively skinny, but she will take one look in the mirror and exclaim how fat she is. For instance, take conspiracy theories. They usually start with someone suggesting a very unlikely theory that has just enough evidence to possibly have a chance of being true. A popular conspiracy theory is that the US government staged Neil Armstrong landing on the moon in Hollywood. Despite evidence proving the moon landing was real, people still believe that the moon landing is fake. Belief perseverance is perhaps the biggest core element of conspiracy theories, hence describing belief perseverance. So there you have it. You are now experts in the four major biases and errors discussed in general psychology, which are naive realism, confirmation bias, illusory correlation, and belief perseverance. All four give us some insight to some pretty interesting findings that most people would not have been able to simply infer. Thanks to multiple psychologists and research, we now have terminology to describe subliminal actions that we may take part in every day. I hope you all have enjoyed this edition of my podcast, and I also hope that you have gained some helpful information on things that you may have not known before you listened. Again, thank you for listening.